Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello and welcome in Friday edition of the program. So glad to have you with us as we wrap up the week. And it's been a busy week. And of course, we're headed into the weekend. But Monday coming up, Providence baseball in the 2A state championship game from Victory Field in Indianapolis. We'll have that broadcast for you on Monday evening. Another opportunity as we effectively close out high school sports here in Southern Indiana for this crazy pandemic season, I think, as it will always be remembered. The opportunity for another local team to bring home a state championship. And we'll talk more about the game today. Obviously, we'll preview the contest Monday in our show before P.K. Falkenstein and I head to Indianapolis. But a big opportunity ahead, really a final opportunity of this crazy but in some ways great year for local teams and athletes to bring home another state championship. So that's just on the brink. And, of course, always great to head into a weekend. Plenty to get to in our program today. Let's take a look at the show lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one coming up here in just a few moments, brought to you by Zaxby's. We'll talk with Brian Jackson, and Brian is a friend locally and an insurance agent locally that is putting on an event tonight in honor of a former coach, Wes Porter. He coached at a number of schools in the area, and it's the Wes Porter Summer Shootout at Graceland Christian Church. Going to be a really fun atmosphere tonight to celebrate his life, who he was, all the people that he touched, and some great summer basketball as well, including the schools that he coached at. So it's not just Summer League. We talk about Summer League on this program and preview the season for the upcoming year and talk about some of the prospects we're watching this month. We'll have on high school coaches later in the month to take a way early look at their team for next season. But this is a summer event with some real meaning behind it as well. So Brian Jackson joins us here in just a few moments. Later in the program, Dylan Wallace, he's the sports editor of the Seymour Tribune. He's always with me Friday for the latest on IU basketball and football, and lots of recruiting news continuing for the Hoosiers this week from a basketball and football perspective. We'll touch on all of that and more when Dylan is with me a little bit later in the hour. And then on Fridays, my friend Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, always kind enough to stop by. We got plenty to talk about with him as this recruiting stuff gets ready to really take off this weekend. College coaches, for the first time since the pandemic set in, can hit the road for live watching, live recruiting. And there are some big events across both states here locally, really across the country, that I think you'll see and hear Indiana's coaches are at. A lot of prospects out there to watch, and we know this Indiana program has been very, very active in recruiting, not just here in the state, but really across the country with the footprint and the resources and the backgrounds that some of the assistant coaches on Coach Woodson's staff have. So we'll touch on that and more with Kyle when he's with us a little bit later in the hour today. That's the show lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Check out their dinner package deals that are being offered. You can dine in, take them to go, and curbside service. It's still available at Honey Baked Ham as well. Our first segment brought to you by Zaxby's. Joining me right now is Brian Jackson to talk all about the Wes Porter Summer Shootout. It will take place tonight at Graceland Christian Church in New Albany. And Brian, before we even talk about the great basketball that's going to be played tonight, New Washington, Borden, Henryville, and Christian Academy will all be there. Those are all schools where Wes Porter was at one time the head coach of. I want to talk with you a little bit today about who Wes Porter was and the number of young men and lives that he touched here in Southern Indiana basketball and through sports.
Well, happy Friday, Matt, and thank you for having me on your show. I enjoy listening, keeping up with all the local teams, and you do a great job covering the schools and players, athletes, coaches in our area. So thank you for what you do. Wes Porter. I didn't play for Wes, but I got to become friends with Wes through my wife's family. And Wes started his coaching career at Borden in 1959. And he went from there to New Washington in 65 and 1968 at Henryville, 1974 back to Borden. And his 79-80 team was probably his most successful team. And they went 19-2 at Borden. Yeah. And he from there went to Graceland. And in 1986, he was the principal, the athletic director, and the coach. He might have even had some other job responsibilities at that school at that time. And so in 1986, he got to coach for 2 years, David Scott. And so they had some success there early. And retired in 1994 and had over 320 wins and had so many people join the coaching ranks that played for Wes. Rock Creek coach Chris Brown played for Wes and continued that relationship with Wes, and Coach Brown and Wes shared a lot of coaching memories. And also Tony Akers, who's a longtime assistant coach at Borden and at Christian Academy in Graceland, he gave Tony his first coaching opportunity. Steve Kerberg was influenced, your friend, our friend, by Wes Porter, and many, many others. And also tonight, not only are we going to celebrate, sadly, Coach Porter went to be with Jesus April of this year and won't be there, but his family, his wife Phyllis, his daughters will be there, grandchildren. And we're also going to benefit. There's some sponsorships that came through here, and lots of friends, lots of family, local businesses supporting this event. And all the benefits will go to one of Coach Porter's former players, who has been suffering with ALS the last 4 years and is married. His wife's a teacher, and they have three children. So it is basketball with a purpose, but I can tell you I've seen these teams, a couple of these teams play in your summer league, and Borden is playing some great basketball. They're going to be fast. They play fast tempo. They shoot threes, and they are going to remember what happened last year in the sectional. And I'm sure Coach Nash will be ready. I hope this is a fun, lighthearted event tonight. But I know Christian Academy, they've been playing some good summer ball in your summer league. You know, Henryville, Coach Hill is going to have his team playing extremely hard and physical. And Coach Brown at New Washington has had some time now in his second season to get that team playing his style of basketball and his system. And they've got probably one of the best shooters, you know, in the Southern Indiana area. So when that ball goes up, they've had a couple weeks now to play as a team. So there is going to be some great basketball tonight. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you for your support. And we hope to honor a coach that made an impact on so many people.
Talking with Brian Jackson, he's organizing the Wes Porter Summer Shootout tonight at Graceland Christian Church in New Albany. The games start at 6 o'clock and will feature New Washington, Borden, Henryville, and Christian Academy, all schools that Coach Porter was once the head coach of. And, Brian, I like what you're doing here. You know, we're far enough into the month where these coaches, for the most part, have had time to work and practice and go through the off-season stuff that they want to do to get ready. And in many cases, they've had the opportunity to play plenty of games so far in shootouts on the weekends and summer league perhaps during the week. But you're going with a little different format tonight, which I think is going to be really fun. I would call them maybe mini games or an old Jamboree-style format that some people might remember from the preseason. You're going to have a lot of different matchups tonight among these four teams.
Yeah, you know, these teams will see a lot of each other in the regular season. Several of them are sectional opponents. Coach Casey's done a great job. He's got some veterans coming back at it, some freshmen. They've been playing a lot of basketball, and they've got team camps coming up. So all the coaches have been absolutely great to work with. They're friends of mine. They're just great people. They care about their not only their kids, but they care about the community. So they've been behind this 100%. But, yeah, we're going to do two quarters. Each team will play two quarters against each other. So there'll be six quarters of basketball for each team. And it'll be five varsity quarters, one JV quarter. We will have a shootout champion. It'll be the team with the best record. But we didn't want to, you know, play a tournament style, that much pressure on these kids and these coaches and these referees. All the referees are friends of mine, and so we're trying to keep it as fun and lighthearted as we possibly can. But it's Friday night, and it's going to be a great night to come. And if you don't have plans, come on out. We're not charging admission. But we are asking for donations. We'll have concession stand open with Chick-fil-A sandwiches while they last. And come on out, watch some great basketball.
Absolutely. Brian Jackson joining us here this opening segment brought to you by Zaxby's. Brian, great teams, great coaches, lots of great players among these four teams, all for a wonderful purpose. There's no question about that. Circling back to Coach Porter for just a moment, Brian, I know that you take your job as an insurance agent at State Farm seriously. You help people on a daily basis. And sports in this area, it really matters to you and your family. And so you can probably speak on this as well as anybody that might come on this show. But Coach Porter, who I did not know personally, but have heard about from Coach Kerberg and Coach Brown and some of the others, he's just another legendary type character in our area that has meant so much to so many players and former students, and really, again, kind of is what makes this area special when it comes to its high school basketball. Someone that was at these local schools, was involved in these local communities, and again, had lots of success at basically every place he was at.
Yes, the impact that Coach Porter had on his players, and not only his players, other coaches and other players. You know, I walked in my now wife's, her parents' house. We were dating. Coach Porter, his wife, was there. And immediately when I walked in, I'd been out of, I played at Borden out of high school for several years. And he said, "Oh, I remember you. You were that scrappy player that we always hated to play against at Borden." And he remembered players, and he had a relationship with them. And so I hope that's continued through all the guys I mentioned. That's continuing on through them. And that's, you know, Southern Indiana is a great community. We have great coaches here. I mentioned the four that will be there today. They all were impacted by a coach somewhere along the way. And so it's great to be a part of. I love to coach. I feel like I do that. I'm able to do that at Christian Academy for the middle school team. And I hope to continue the type of character building, the type of relationships that Coach Porter had. And anytime I would get together with Coach, we would talk mostly about basketball and family. And he loved to fish. He was an outdoorsman. He was a pilot. He was a home builder. And he was a friend to many. So he is greatly missed. And so tonight, it's my goal, and God put on my heart to honor him, to also help this family that's been through so many challenges. And, you know, this past year has been so difficult for so many people. It's going to be good. And your summer league was a testament to this, to be able to go into the gym, sit down, get you some concession stand food, watch a good ball game. And you have to be cautious about what you do. But it's really kind of kicking off basketball in a normal way this summer. So I'm glad to be a part of it. It's been a blessing for me. You having me on the show has been very much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Jackson talking about the West Porter Summer Shootout tonight at Graceland Church in New Albany. Again, the games start at 6 o'clock. You're going to see some good teams, some good players, and some great coaches as well. New Washington, Borden, Henryville, and Christian Academy will all play in a Jamboree-style event. Of course, it's all in remembrance of the great coach Wes Porter, and all the proceeds will benefit a family with ALS, dealing with ALS, which is a former player of Coach Porter at Graceland as well. Brian, thanks for your efforts with this. It's always great to catch up and talk hoops with you, and I like how you said it. This is Hoops with a Purpose tonight at Graceland. Best of luck with your event.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on, Matt. Hope
Absolutely.
To see you
soon. Brian Jackson, Take great care. Guy with us here to start off the Friday program, our opening segment brought to you by Zaxby's with locations in Jeffersonville and New Albany. And as we get ready to exit for the first segment, a little bit of breaking news from the NBA. I don't think it's a big surprise if you follow the NBA on a regular basis, but the Boston Celtics are trading their star player Kemba Walker to the Oklahoma City Thunder in what's kind of being called a bombshell trade in the NBA. And really the only reason I mention that on this program is because obviously our local player Romeo Langford, a member of the Celtics, had a nice close to the season, although the Celtics weren't as successful in the postseason, really throughout the season, I think, as a lot of people thought they might be. But now an opening for Romeo, perhaps even more, with a stud like Kemba Walker leaving Boston. So that's interesting to consider as you think about the offseason of the NBA. And, of course, Romeo Langford in year three of professional basketball next season. We'll head to a commercial break. Segment two is next. We'll talk with Dylan Wallace. He's the sports editor of the Seymour Tribune. Lots of IU basketball and a little football conversation coming up. Still ahead as well, Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, back here on this Friday program, Dylan Wallace, he's sports editor of the Seymour Tribune, my guest. We always talk IU basketball and some football in this segment as well, and other topics also. And Dylan, we continue to learn a little bit more and more, it seems, each week about the non-conference portion of IU's schedule for the upcoming season. Yesterday, it was announced that Indiana will host Louisiana Lafayette as part of the 21-22 non-conference schedule. So slowly but surely, nothing sexy, nothing terribly exciting so far officially about the non-conference schedule, but we're finding out Northern Kentucky and most recently Louisiana State and a few others as well over the course of the last couple months, but slowly beginning to piece the schedule together for fans across the state who are on the edge of their seats, I feel, waiting for Coach Woodson to make his debut as the boss.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice. You know, you actually have a pretty okay outlook of how the schedule's sort of coming together. I mean, you obviously have, you know, everyone knows there are going to be two exhibition games in August in the Bahamas. You know, they won't be televised, but I'm sure, you know, there'll be people there. You know, then they have Merrimack. We know they're going to play them. Louisiana Lafayette, that was announced last night. Northern Kentucky will be December 22nd, I believe. So you have those three non-conference games. Then on top of that, you know, they have the Gavitt tip-offs. I think they're in that this year. Big Ten AC Challenge is always won. They're playing Notre Dame in the Crossroads. And we also know, you know, who they're going to play home and away, home only, away only in the Big Ten. So you can really piece together, you know, a good portion of their schedule so far. And it's kind of nice to look, you know, the official games that are announced so far have been, you know, the pretty easy games that, you know, they'll just help the team get acclimated, have to help them, you know, be able to play on the court together, try new things, try different lineups, stuff like that. So it's been nothing, you know, super exciting, no marquee matchups yet that people, you know, that you will be on an ESPN or anything like that. But it's still, you know, a schedule that's starting to form together, starting to take shape, which is just an exciting time when you kind of learn, you know, what games are going to be where against who and all that. So there's still a couple pieces left to be filled. There's still some of those, obviously, big-time non-conference matchups, you know, who will play in the ACC Challenge. They might get a really good Big East team if they're in the Gavitt tip-off. So, you know, there's still a couple of holes left to be filled, but I think it's good, you know, that Mike Woodson had, and he obviously made it clear in that press conference of his when he said just, you know, he wants to play the big boys, but, you know, he knows that, you know, right now, he just needs to figure out what he has on the court. And, you know, it made it seem like they go with a little bit of a lighter non-conference schedule this year. And that's what we've seen so far with some of the opponents that have been released. And, you know, Indiana only had what I think it was two easy non-conference games this past season. So now they already have, you know, three on the official schedule. If you want to count the two exhibitions, you can. But, you know, they have a little bit more games this year. They have a little bit more leeway to be able to do some different things on the court. So that's nice that, you know, they're probably trying to find a nice balance for themselves before they get into the Big Ten play. And, you know, even the Big Ten part of the schedule is, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago, is just, you know, it's maybe as favorable as it can get. You know, it's not going to ever be easy in the Big Ten, but, you know, with what they've had the last couple of years, I think the draw they had this year was has been pretty favorable to them.
Talking with Dylan Wallace, the sports editor of the Seymour Tribune, IU basketball is where we're starting our conversation. I tell you, it seems so normal here in the summer, in this month. We've got summer league basketball going on during the week. We've got some shootouts and other events coming up this weekend. In fact, college coaches can be on the road this weekend and next weekend at high school sanctioned events and do live period recruiting, just like they're going to be at some of the grassroots tournaments in July. And so much recruiting stuff right now, offers going out, visits happening, the young prospects in 2023 now able to be contacted by Division I coaches. And Indiana's all over the place. They're making contact with a lot of guys, old and young. They're offering scholarships. They've had key players on campus. We've done our best this week to keep up with all the madness in the recruiting world. But one thing that stood out to me yesterday, Dylan, is that Crispus Attucks player Jalen Hooks is going to take a visit to Indiana soon as well. We've heard other names like Caleb Glenn over in Louisville is going to take a visit in the next month or so. But Jalen Hooks had a great game against the Indiana All-Stars in that junior-senior exhibition. And there's no question he's someone to pay attention to moving forward. And he's also a name right here from the Hoosier State.
Yeah, exactly. You know, last week we talked about, you know, Jeremy Fears and you know, the opportunity that they're going after him. And now you have Hooks, another in-state guy. And, I mean, you kind of look at what he's able to bring to the table. I mean, you know, a 6'7 guy who's a four-star recruit. He's ranked number 55 in the class of 2023. He just seems like a pretty good prototype basketball player that in today's day, you know, you want a big athletic wing who can probably shoot and handle the ball. And it seems like Hooks from Crispus Attucks is kind of a guy that could do some of those things. So it's really nice to kind of see that Indiana's jumping on him early. You know, both of those guys, Fears and Hooks, are both 2023 guys. So that be able to get them, you know, Fears already took an unofficial visit, I think. But to get, you know, knowing that Hooks is going to come and be able to set, I think June 22nd he's coming for his unofficial visit. So, you know, having him to come on campus, you know, trying to keep those in-state guys, coming to Bloomington, taking visits, keeping your name in the hat with some of those guys is really big. And, you know, lately, you know, especially this past year, you know, you saw Trey Kaufman and Caleb First, you know, they both went to Purdue. So Indiana has missed out in the last couple of, you know, in-state guys. But, you know, they've done a pretty good job recruiting the state, especially when Archie Miller was here. Mike Woodson has said, you know, I hope I never have to leave the state. And, you know, basically what he means is he thinks it should be easy for him to kind of grab some of these in-state guys. And, you know, right now they're offering some of the top guys in the state, which is a really good sign. And, you know, Hooks, I don't think I've ever seen him play because I've seen some of the All-Star games, but I didn't see any of the ones this year. But, you know, kind of just look at his stat line, 11 points, eight rebounds, three assists, you know, 1.7 steals in his sophomore year this past year for Crispus Attucks. I mean, that's just a really good line for a kid that young, and just to kind of see what he's going to be able to do. Imagine the growth he'll be able to have the next 2 years that he's going to play in high school. It's going to be a really exciting time to kind of watch his development. Indiana's probably going to stay on track with him and try to keep him. So definitely exciting that in-state guy, really a talented player, you know, top 50 in his class for 2023. If they can, you know, keep him engaged, keep him on campus and kind of, you know, interested in Indiana, that'll be a big positive for the program.
Talking with Dylan Wallace, he's sports editor of the Seymour Tribune. He joins me Fridays, and right now IU basketball recruiting is what we're focused on. Dylan, I mentioned this yesterday with Alex Bozich, and I'd like you to maybe take it further. But, you know, after a visit, and Kyle Filipowski and Justin Taylor were both on the IU campus just days ago for an official visit. After a visit, they're going to get calls from people like you and Alex and others that cover the IU beat. Hey, what'd you think of the visit? Or you're going to call their mom or dad or guardian or high school coach or AAU coach or somebody to speak on their behalf, because fans want to know. It's a moving deal now. Everyone follows recruiting, how visits went, what people thought of the campus and of the coaches. And so you're always, for the most part, going to get really positive answers. I think we all expect for kids and their parents and their coaches to brag on where they were, just kind of natural for you to do. But I have been interested to read some of these stories and some of these interviews with players and parents and high school coaches, and they all seem in some way to really go into some detail about Mike Woodson and how he's handling the recruiting process and what he communicates with these players directly during the visits. And I guess if we go back to Archie Miller and Tom Crean and so forth, you're going to see that often players mention, oh, I really like what Coach Crean had to say. Oh, Archie was so great to my son in our one-on-one meeting the other day. But I really have noticed some specifics have been said by players that were recently with Coach Woodson during a visit. And I think that's interesting. His style really, to me, shines through in the comments that some of these guys that have been on campus recently, when they've been interviewed, they've sure had similar things to say, it seems like.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. And then, you know, just first off, just shout out to Alex Bowes and Inside the Hall. I mean, they've done a really good job kind of keeping everybody up to date with some of the recruiting guys, talking to the players or their parents and having articles out about that pretty quickly after, you know, they take their visits or they get an offer. They've done a really awesome job. I used to work for them, so I'm obviously biased, but they've done an amazing job. And, you know, it's just been something that I feel like, you know, with when Archie Miller, because I didn't cover the team when Cream was there, but I did when Archie was there. And I just remember whenever I would talk to recruits, I just feel like a lot of the time it'd be a lot about talking to players and talking a lot about, oh, you know, Kenya Hunter, he's been talking to me and my family, and, oh, Tom Ostrom has been talking to me and my family. Ed Schilling, you know, they've been the guys that I've been talking to, and that's who I would talk to the players with, is some of the assistants. But you're right. I mean, with these guys lately, it seems like Mike Woodson has been really involved early on, maybe a little early on than normal, because I feel like with recruiting, maybe with Archie Miller's staff, you know, I'm not going to pretend I know what was going on, but it just seemed like, you know, the assistant coaches do most of the work, which is probably still how it is now, but, you know, Archie would come in to close the deal if he had to and stuff like that. And it just seems like Mike Woodson's maybe a little bit more at the forefront of, you know, talking to these players, talking to them a lot earlier than maybe he needs than he usually would. And it just seems like, just from what we've heard Indiana players say about him, you know, guys that have committed say about him, and now just recruits who are just getting offers from him, just seems like the I guess the honesty that he brings to the table, telling guys what he thinks they need to know or what he thinks they need to do to get better, and just kind of telling them how it's going to be when they come to Indiana and all that. It just seems so real and genuine, and it seems like it's really resonating with some of these players, which is really interesting because obviously Mike Woodson's probably a little bit more of an old school guy, and we know with some of the younger kids now, you know, it's sort of hard, you know, to hear maybe some of that, the tough love. It's kind of just different how some of the kids kind of receive, you know, advice, criticism, things like that nowadays. And with Mike Woodson, the way he seems to be able to relate to some of these players and be able to really have an impact and their words kind of resonate with them, it seems like it's really a positive thing. And, you know, obviously what he's trying to sell, you know, maybe players want to see what happens. You know, we're not going to really know what the team's going to look like until we start playing games, as I've said. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how much of that will play into it. But it just seems like what he's able to do when he talks to players or he talks to their families and talks to them about just, you know, what it could mean to play for Indiana, what role you could have. Here's what I think you need to do to get to the next level. And that's just the really big thing. And that's it. I think the advantage that he has is he coached in the NBA for a long time. He's worked with some of the best players in the NBA over the past 15 years. Like, he knows what it takes to play in the NBA. He's coached some of the modern offenses. He's coached some of the heavy, you know, four out one ins that just shoot a lot of threes. Like, he you know, he's been at the forefront of a lot of that stuff. And I think the way that he's able to talk about the game and talk about what players he thinks they need to do, what attributes they need to improve on and things like that to get to the next level is probably really helpful for some of these young kids who, you know, obviously all want to go play in the NBA. So I think some of that has been really positive. And yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you can just tell in the way that some of these kids are talking about him and maybe the vision and maybe just the tradition that they're trying to bring back to Indiana. You know, kids are saying they love the campus, they love this and that. And it's just been a really positive sign. And, you know, you're right. I mean, obviously no 16 or 17 year old is going to say something negative about the visit they just went on. But, you know, these things have been really positive and they've been really good to read. And it's been really a positive sign for this program to keep up over the last couple of weeks with kind of the recruiting and the recruits and what they say.
Dylan Wallace, my guest, talking IU basketball. Let's flip to football because a big weekend ahead for Tom Allen on the recruiting front. Also, I read that over a dozen official visitors are set to invade Bloomington from the football side of things this weekend. One of those players is Travell Mullen. His brother is already a big member of the IU football program. And, in fact, there have been some predictions out there here in the last 24 hours that he might very well select the Hoosiers. He's been recently at Florida State and Florida. He's been to Miami on an unofficial visit and has a lot of different suitors trying to pull him in. But Indiana, once again, in the running for a top 20 or so player in his respective position, and Travell Mullen, a cornerback. So a big weekend ahead, Dylan, as well, for IU football recruiting here in this month of June.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel like I think I saw a picture yesterday of some of the assistant coaches saying they're going out on the road this weekend to hit the recruiting trails for football, and that's always an exciting time for them. And, you know, something with Travell Mullen, I mean, I think I saw yesterday that he was, I don't know if he was upgraded, but I think he's a five-star recruit now, which is a pretty big deal. And I think Taiwan like quote tweeted it, was like, oh, like, you know, you're doing something that I didn't even do, because Taiwan was a kind of a, you know, he was a big recruit, but he's, I think he was a little bit more of an underrated one. And now with Terrell, and obviously their older brother, Trayvon, I mean, he played for Clemson. I think he was like the MVP of the national title game when Clemson beat Alabama, and he's on the Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders now. They were Oakland, I think, when they drafted him. But, you know, they obviously have a really good lineage in that family of really good cornerbacks. And, you know, the youngest one, you know, he might be potentially the best one. I don't know. Obviously, Taiwan's been really good for IU. But to be able to potentially bring in him, and I'm sure it helps that, you know, his brother can tell him what it's all about here. And IU's got a pretty lively and energetic secondary that he might come and watch and see and when they come to the visit. So that's a really good sign for them if they can bring him in. And it's just been a big deal for them. And, you know, we've talked a lot about on the show just about the momentum that they created last year, from everything they did on the field, from the brand they were able to sort of establish and image kind of with themselves off the field. It's just been a big time for them, and it's helped recruiting tremendously. I mean, that's why Tom Allen goes on so many of these radio shows, talk shows, this and that. I mean, I don't know if he necessarily cares to do it, but he knows that, you know, having an Indiana football coach on, you know, the big show on ESPN, you know, could really help with recruiting, because, you know, kids are gonna watch that and see that and hear what he talks about. And so, I mean, it's just been a really big kind of year. The past year for them has been huge, and this will be a big weekend for them to try to bring in some more guys, try to convince some more guys to come here. But yeah, football recruiting is just crazy. I mean, it's kind of, you know, just nonstop. They're obviously offering so many kids from in the future and stuff like that. So it's a good time for them, and I'm sure in the next couple of weeks here they'll really start to hit the ground running in the summer with some of their workouts and stuff. So I think some of the players are able to be on a bit of a break right now, I believe, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, it's a big time for them to really focus on recruiting throughout this summer before they hit the ground running in the fall for fall camp and before the season starts.
And I just saw before we went on the air today the 49th annual Big Ten Football Media Day set for July 22nd and 23rd, going to take place at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. So that will really be a signal that the college football season is just around the corner. And, of course, at the media day for the conference this year, Tom Allen, the Hoosiers, they will be, I would think, a focal point, one of the focal points, at least, of Big Ten football for the upcoming season. Dylan Wallace, sports editor of the Seymour Tribune, always with me Fridays as we talk IU sports and more. Dylan, thanks for the chat.
Yeah, of course. Of course, they put the media day in Indy, and not Chicago. It's would have been a much easier drive for me the last couple of years, but whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, though.
Absolutely. Dylan Wallace with us Fridays. Good stuff on IU basketball and football. And again, there's plenty to talk about when you think about football and basketball, the teams for next season. And obviously on the basketball side, you've got the new coaching staff and so much to think about there on football. The Hoosiers projected to be 10th, 11th, 12th, I don't know, in some of the way early rankings for next season. But recruiting really driving the needle right now, both ways, but basketball and football. There are going to be some fun weeks ahead following the success potentially of this recruiting process as we get back to regular things, regular happenings that have always happened this time of year in the off season with recruiting after a year ago when everything was basically non-existent. So recruiting will drive the discussion the next few weeks, but obviously we'll always be thinking about those upcoming seasons as well with some of our great IU-focused guests each day on the program. We'll head to a commercial break, come back with our final segment of the day and of the week. It's Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star with me, and we'll talk Providence in the 2A baseball state championship game coming up on Monday night. We'll talk some basketball as well. Big weekend ahead. College coaches can hit the road and watch high school sanctioned events these next few weekends. We'll take a look at some of the local events that Coach Woodson and staff might be at. And again, I say local events, they're going to be everywhere. They're going to be across the country. Don't be surprised if you see Kenya Hunter up in the DMV area at some of the big events up there with some of the high school teams this weekend. There's a prep school event this weekend and next weekend as well up on the East Coast. So expect those IU coaches to be out and about. There's no question about that. We'll head to a break. Kyle Nedenrip is next. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Welcome back. Final segment of the week here on the show. And I just seeing that Caleb Glenn, the sophomore at Mayo High School in Louisville that we've spoke so much about the last few weeks, is now going to take an unofficial visit to IU on June 24th, coming up here in about 6 days. Initially on June 24th, he was set to visit Xavier, but according to Stock Risers, he is now going to be in Bloomington on that day to meet with Mike Woodson and staff. So even more development with a local player from our region that is really getting a lot of attention here this month for his improved game as Summer League basketball underway. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, my guest. Lots of hoops today. So, Kyle, I want to start today with you on baseball. The state championships coming up Monday and Tuesday, which is different. I'm assuming, Kyle, there had to be some sort of conflict there at Victory Field in Indianapolis, the home of the Indianapolis Indians in AAA baseball. But Providence in 2A going to take on a very solid East Side team. Of all the four games, that's probably by far the one of most interest to our local listeners.
Yeah, it should be a really good event, and last event of the high school season. So we've gotten here, and it's always seems super late once they get the baseball state championships going. But the fact that we're here and we're doing it, and pretty cool. And yeah, it is. The Indians had a conflict this weekend. They're playing, so I think they could have played next weekend if you wanted to wait that long, but no reason to wait that long. Play Monday, Tuesday. I don't think the crowd should be hurt by that. In fact, you may get a few people out there who on a weekday might have nothing else to do, come out and watch. So should be fun. I went down to Shackamack yesterday. I got a story coming on the Lakers and their program, and they're playing Monday night as well. So should be a fun event.
Kyle Nedenrip, the Indianapolis Star. Tell us, what do you know about this Providence East Side matchup? Two teams, both with good records. I saw the IHSA media releases yesterday that really allows you to guys like us to do research in advance of the games. Just looking at the schedules for both teams, at first glance, looked like Providence plays maybe a more competitive and more difficult schedule during the regular season than what East Side did. But again, it looks like two very quality ball clubs are going to square off here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think anytime you can play, play above your weight in classes, that's always going to help you. And obviously, Providence has a lot of teams down there that can, help them get ready for a tournament run. I know talking to the Shackamack guys yesterday, they're kind of the same way. They open up with Jasper every year, and they play a lot of 3A and 4A teams. So, anytime you're in that position, I think obviously the kind of like in basketball in the summer, if you can play some of those bigger teams and better competition, it's only gonna prepare you for what you're gonna see during the tournament run, and obviously that helps you a team like Providence get to where they're at next on Monday.
Kyle Nedenrip, the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, it's time to think about basketball recruiting, because college coaches can hit the road this weekend and next season at various events that are high school certified, whether it's through the state association or directly through the NCAA. And then, of course, a big month coming up in July when coaches can hit the road for some of the travel events and the Peach Jam and different camps that are out there, which, again, some additional periods in July because of the pandemic and shutting so much down. But where are some of the events that Mike Woodson, his staff, Matt Painter, his staff, other coaches coming into the state could be at in our local area, somewhat local area, where you think we'll have some Indiana teams and Indiana players at?
Well, are you going to have the top 100 on tomorrow, which should be fun? I'm looking forward to seeing what happens over there at Ben Davis, and some of the top players are played in that. I'll repost that again, but I had a list of the players, the girls and the boys actually, who should be there on Saturday, and that normally runs about 2:30 to 7:30 roughly. So I think it's somewhere in that vicinity again. So that's always a really good event, and kind of a chance to. It's not ideal necessarily for scouting teams. They just kind of mix them up, put them all on different teams. But pretty easy to see the guys who pop out, who play well, and who are some of the top recruits and things like that. So You know, that'll be one. And then, you know, the Charlie Hughes, you know, we always talk about that. That'll be an event next, you know, next week where you can see the high school teams actually play together over a several day span. So, you know, that's just the start of it. And then in July, you know, you're going to have, you know, three more weekends basically where those kids are playing with their AAU teams. And, you know, things like the Peach Jam are going on and other events both here and throughout the nation. So you'll have coaches kind of spread out everywhere at that point. And you know, we get back to something that resembles a normal, you know, summer. So that's pretty cool.
I know this weekend down in Shelby County, Kentucky, probably 30, 40 minutes from Jeffersonville, New Albany, Collins High School and Shelby County High Schools are partnering for an annual event. And I saw something this morning. They're expecting maybe 100 or more Division I coaches, and Juwan Howard of Michigan is set to be there. And that's where Caleb Glenn and his Louisville Mail team will play. So I wouldn't be surprised if Indiana had a representative down in the Bluegrass State this weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're gonna filter out and spread out as much as they can to see as many kids as you can, and that's kind of how that goes. But you know, anytime you have, you know, I know a kid up here, Miles Colvin, who, you know, Indiana talked to his dad a little bit last night, and Dane Fife, they had a meeting with him last night, and just a phone conversation. But you know, guys like that in the 2023 class, you know, as we know, this week they were able to start reaching out to them, making contact with them. So, you know, that's always interesting too, to kind of see who's making, you know, first inquiries to those guys, and then, you know, making offers eventually. And some have offers, like Colvin from Purdue and several other programs. So yeah, the coaches are going to spread out and hit as many places as they can. And, you know, I'm sure the underclass showcase tomorrow at Ben Davis will be a spot where I think we'll probably see most of the, in-state schools at least have an assistant there, I would assume, and probably some of the head coaches.
Kyle Neddenrip, the Indianapolis Star, talking basketball recruiting. Jalen Hooks of Crispus Attucks announced on social media a day or so ago that he is going to be on IU's campus for an unofficial visit at some point later this month. They announced a number of different visits he has set up. And he's had a good performance recently in that junior-senior all-star exhibition. He is someone that, in-state at least, a real player to keep an eye on. It seems like, or it looks like, Indiana is heating up with him in the recruiting process.
Yeah, he's been kind of making the rounds here, going on visits, and has one set up to IU. He just visited Missouri. I know he's been on. I would have to go back and look at the visits he's had recently, but he's really a guy who, you know, he's been known for a while. You know, started out at Franklin Central as a freshman and transferred last year to Attucks as a sophomore, playing more of a, you know, he's about 6'7", but plays a guard spot and, you know, has a lot of talent, you know, really super talented kid, you know, and he's one to keep an eye on. He's a lot of, you know, high major and mid major offers already for him. And then, you know, starting to take his visits. He's still got 2 years of high school though left. So, you know, still, you know, relatively early, I would think, in the process for him, kind of like Xavier Booker, who, you know, also is a high major prospect and taking visits and getting a lot of offers this summer, spring and summer so far, from Cathedral. So, you know, should be really interesting to see, you know, what happens with those guys.
Talking with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indy Star. Kyle, I know you follow basketball at all levels very closely. And I mentioned this in our opening segment today, but didn't spend a lot of time on it. Kemba Walker is being traded from the Boston Celtics. And in return for him, the Celtics are going to get Al Horford, who is 35 years old now, Moses Brown, and also a second-round draft pick in the 2023 NBA draft, according to an ESPN story a little earlier this morning. So thinking about Walker, who obviously I think we all agree is a stud in the NBA and was a big-time star for the Celtics, with that vacancy, and obviously they're getting some players in return, they're getting some return there, but it's maybe not at the star-studded level of a Walker. You wonder how this could possibly help Romeo Langford's opportunity to kind of carve his way in even more for the Celtics next season.
Yeah, funny you mentioned, we were just talking to a friend of mine about that very thing, and you know how that might free up some playing time, and obviously play the same, you know, roughly the same position or same role You know, and I know, you know, when Stevens was there coaching, obviously I think he liked what Langford brought to the table and, you know, what his future upside could be. So I think that could be a real positive. Obviously the Thunder needed a kind of a star player, and we'll get one with Walker, who's excellent. But, you know, yeah, I mean, that can only help, I would think, and you know, probably helps Langford's future there with Boston. And you know, I think he's got an ally with Brad Stevens there. But you know how these things go. I mean, you know, you're in one place one minute, and you're in some other bits of business. So you never can get too comfortable anywhere. But, you know, it really seemed like, and from everything you hear and read from Stevens, that you know, he was definitely not, you know, giving up on Langford by any means. So I think he still has a future there in Boston.
And speaking of the Celtics, obviously they have a coaching opening, head coach opening, with Brad Stevens moving up to the front office, basically. Rick Carlisle out yesterday in Dallas. He announced that he is going to step away after some conversations with Mark Cuban and the group there in Dallas, which is a bit of a surprise in the NBA. I know that it's been floated out there maybe Rick Carlisle could come to the Celtics. Any thoughts, or what are you reading, what are you seeing out there about who could be the Celtics' next head coach?
Boy, I haven't seen a whole lot just yet, but, you know, obviously that's it was around this time, whatever year that was. I think it was July, right around July 4th, you know, gosh, I don't even remember, it was 2012 or somewhere in there when Stevens took that job out of nowhere. That's a day that, you know, you never forget, you know, where you were and that sort of thing. So, you know, who knows? I mean, I kind of always thought he would, you know, be coaching somewhere again, maybe college or something, but it sure seems like he's moving on to his next step in life. But yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, but obviously with that history, that organization will be I'm sure they'll get a really good coach there.
Yeah, no question. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, he joins us Fridays as we talk recruiting, high school sports, and more. And Kyle, it's hard to believe we've made our way to the baseball state championships in a season I think we'll always remember as the pandemic year. And the high school year is going to wrap up Monday and Tuesday in Indianapolis. So thanks for being with us through it all, even through the moments this past high school season when we didn't know if we were going to have any sports to talk about or to broadcast or to cover. But it turned out fairly well, to be quite honest. And thanks for being with us through it all.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on every Friday, Matt, and glad we're here, and very soon we'll be turning the page to football season. So enjoy the time.
Going to be a lot of fun. Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star to help us wrap up this Friday edition of the program. Thank you for being with us this week. Don't forget, if you missed our live program, you can find us as a podcast. We're available in Apple Podcasts and really anywhere you listen to podcasts. All you got to do is search for the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Monday, the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.